This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. It's the first ever year of this specific event, although it's the spiritual successor to the New Hampshire Hemp Fest that went for 3 years. The final year of the Hemp Fest was last year. We had the honor of attending and broadcasting from that event. I'm Ian.
And I'm Daryl.
It is the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live and the final of 3 days recorded live here at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. We're once again at Rogers Campground. For those of you who might be new to this program, you've never heard us broadcasting from Rogers Campground, you're going to hear us just fall all over ourselves to describe how beautiful it is out here. And we were just talking with a lady who actually lives in the area. She lives in the Berlin area. We're in the northern portion of New Hampshire, right near the White Mountains. And even she says she's lived up here, but she's never actually been to this place and seen this particular view. And the view here is absolutely incredible. I mean, it is superlative. There's nothing else quite like it. It's just always so much
fun.
Because
you've just got all of these mountain ranges
all over.
Everywhere you look.
Yeah. I mean, we're actually in the campground area, so we'd have to step away a little bit, but we can easily walk, 300 feet away and see just an incredible vista.
Well, even between the buildings to my immediate left, your right, I can still see some mountains.
Yep.
When I look past you, through the trees, I can see mountaintops.
Yeah, I mean, the view is absolutely spectacular, and if you're not here, well, it's too late at this point to get out here. We're doing the Sunday show, and it was all weekend long, and the bands were wall-to-wall all weekend, and Sunday even, bands throughout the day into the evening hours of Sunday as the festival is wrapping out for this year. And I gotta say, I didn't know what to expect as far as turnout, even though it was the spiritual successor to Hemp Fest.
Right.
It's not exactly the same event. I wouldn't say the bands here have been the same draw as the Hemp Fest bands were, meaning it seemed like the Hemp Fest bands, at least the nighttime bands, the final headliner acts, if you will, that they attracted a large group of fanatics that came up to the campground for the event, just to see their favorite band or whatever. But there still are, I would say, as many as several hundred people that have come in throughout the weekend here. There's plenty of people camping out in the camp area. But what's most important to me is not necessarily the size of the event. Of course, I'm not the organizer trying to make the cost back of whatever it costs to hire all these bands and rent the campground and the facilities here. But, from our perspective, it's been a blast. I mean, there's been a lot of fun. People have been having a good time here. And it's a really, of course, as you might expect from a cannabis festival, a pretty cool crowd.
Yeah, and we've been doing the Operation Politically Homeless, and we've mentioned this a good bit over the weekend, what that is, and I'll just sort of quickly go back over it.
Sure.
Where you have this Nolan chart, which was named after the creator, David Nolan,
who was the founder of the Libertarian
Party.
Founders
of the Libertarian Party, and it's a diamond shape. And there's a 10-question quiz created by the Advocates for Self-Government to help people figure out where they fall on this chart. And it's a good sort of introductory thing to get people, located on the chart somewhere, get them introduced to something other than this false left-right paradigm.
Right. It literally is a paradigm shift. I mean, that's what this chart does, is it expands people's vision of what politics is, what political belief systems are, expands that out from just right, left, center.
Yes.
This sort of X-axis, everything just sort of across, right to left. And then it adds in an up and down aspect, so a y-axis, so it makes the political spectrum more complex, not over complex or ultra complex, but a little more complex, a little more nuanced to show that people are more than just right and left.
We're not adding a z-axis here to make it a cube.
Well, somebody could probably figure that out, but this keeps it still keeps it simple, and it finds out whether people believe in authoritarianism or statism or libertarianism. So the polar opposites there, of course, being libertarians want you to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else, whereas an authoritarian or a statist would say they know how you should live your life best, and they're going to use the government to force it upon you.
And we've actually had a couple of those.
Not surprising. I mean, at every event I've ever done this at, and I know that it's your first Operation Politically Homeless, and right. By the way, you've been just an all-star this weekend. No one would have known you'd never done one of these booths before, but you've done boothing kind of things
right.
with me in the past, at, like the county fair. But, you know, this is interesting because you get to kind of get a feel for what the group is, that what their belief system is, that you're, you know, the event that you're doing. So, for instance, that like a gun show, you're going to see conservatives and libertarians.
Right.
Here at Cannabis Freedom Festival, it's heavy libertarian and some liberals, and then a spattering everywhere else. And the same
right.
thing's and true at a gun show. You're going to get some
there.
The
fact that there were some liberals, or, you know, like a good bit of liberals, does not surprise me.
Yeah.
Where in the libertarian quadrant people are falling, not surprising.
Pretty much all over the libertarian quadrant.
That they are, but there are a few clusters
yep.
to where there's, you know, a cluster just above the liberal quadrant.
Yep.
There's another cluster that's kind of to the right of
yep.
center, but still libertarian. That, a little interesting, but the fact that there's that one solid conservative that has taken the quiz at a cannabis festival, you know, like, it's not entirely unexpected, but yeah. it's just interesting.
Yeah, well, it is interesting, and it's... If you're at a gun show, you're going to find some authoritarians there.
Right, and you're going to find, you know, like, one left liberal
pretty
person.
Rare. It's pretty rare. But, yeah,
it's going to be rare.
It's like the reverse of what we're seeing
yeah.
here at this festival. And also, as I had pointed out, you know, if we were doing a Operation Politically Homeless booth in California at a cannabis festival, I guarantee you the results would be hard liberal majority and then maybe a spattering of libertarians, whereas
yep.
here it's a hard libertarian majority,
yep.
like a significant majority,
like 65%.
Yeah, it was Friday night when we wrapped out the day Friday, so Friday being the first day, kind of a slow day, we wrapped out with what, 32 or 38, I think it was.
38
people that we had talked to and gotten to take the quiz, and I would say a majority of the people we talked to were willing to take the quiz.
Yep.
Super majority, maybe.
Yeah.
It seems like people here are really open-minded, really willing to talk. They're not in a rush to go anywhere. I mean, unless they want to go see their favorite band, there's
right.
pretty much nothing that
or
they need to do.
Some of the people were the band.
That's true as well. And so, you know, we've been very successful here. I would say overall this has been a really great event as far as discovering new libertarians, people who maybe had heard the word libertarian before but didn't know that they were a libertarian.
Right.
That's really what I think the most useful part of this booth is to kind of uncover those people and give them the opportunity to find out that they're a libertarian.
Right.
And then create the interest perhaps in learning more about it.
And also interesting, the people that are very confident, they know where they're going to fall, and then
those
they
are
take
the
quiz,
ones.
And they're not where they thought.
Yep.
So there were the people on Friday that they were just, you know, completely adamant that they were conservatives, and they came up centrist, and they were calling our stuff, oh, look, honey, there's liberal propaganda all over this table.
Yeah, it is funny when people believe they've got it all down, but then they find out that they're something different than what they initially expected. The quiz does have that effect on people as well. If you don't know what we're talking about, it is the world's smallest political quiz, and you can take it for yourself over at theadvocates.org. That's a great website. They're the creators of this quiz. It's been around for decades.
Yes.
It's been interesting, though, having done it 15 years ago, you know, down in Florida, I did these things all the time. I can't even tell you how many I've done, but probably dozens would be my guess. And the old quiz, there was a question about immigration on it, and I don't have it in front of me what the old copy on that question was, but I think for whatever reason the advocates got rid of that question from the quiz, maybe because it was too controversial or something.
I think it was about the time that the Real ID was being pushed through the federal Congress,
mm-hmm.
so the new question on the quiz, or I say new, you know, like...
Newer.
the newest question is about a national ID card.
And people are super confused about this. Yes. We can talk a little more about national ID coming up here. It is the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and we are recording live at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival 2017 at Rogers Campground.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea. Free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, the 2017 first ever New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. It's been a great time so far. We're here throughout the day on Sunday. It's going to be a little weird leaving at nighttime for the first time from Rogers Campground. The festivals we're used to attending here, that we used to go to Pork Fest all the time, which is the earlier summer Freedom Festival here in New Hampshire. And normally they wrap things out on like Sunday, no later than noon, so everybody's gone. You know,
right. And normally their last official event is late Saturday, and then you know there might be something.
There's
on
usually
the schedule
like
on
church
Sunday.
Meetings on Sunday morning, and
right, but
know,
it's not
a
know, like
speech.
A pavilion
yeah.
speaker.
They
or
used to have a wrap up speech.
They
in
used
the pavilion.
To, but yeah. They didn't do that this year.
Yeah, so I mean, this one goes all the way through the day Sunday. It's been music all weekend. It's been great. If you want to learn more about it, go to nhcanifest.com. I'm hoping that at some point during the show today, we're going to be able to talk to one of the producers of the documentary about Hemp Fest that I got to preview a few weeks ago in Manchester. It's available free online if you search for Hemp Fest documentary, New Hampshire Hemp Fest documentary. That should come up, and it's on YouTube. You can check that out. It gives you kind of a taste of what it might have been like to be here. Although there have been some differences between this Cannabis Freedom Festival and the Hemp Fest last year. Hemp Fest seemed to be have a higher attendance just generally, but then again, it had 3 years of building behind it. So I would say if you consider this the first year of this event, the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, I'd say this is a pretty good success.
Right.
And for year number one.
You know, every time you mention that this is the first New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, but, you know, like the spiritual successor of something that had three, I'm reminded of some of like the old British kings, to where it'd be like King John the Fourth of Scotland and John the, you know, like some other number of England, because, you know, they just had different numbers of Johns prior. You know, that's just what's rolling through my mind there.
You're thinking about kings.
No, just the numbering being different.
Gotcha.
You know, like it's the fourth if you count these other three, but it's the first if you don't.
Yeah. Well, next year we won't have to explain that, right? It'll just be the second year. If they do this again, it'll just be the second year of the Cannabis Freedom Festival. We won't have to jump around and have a lengthy explanation about, you know, where we've come from.
Right.
Something else we were talking about earlier was Real ID, because we were doing the Operation Politically Homeless here, which is a libertarian outreach project designed to introduce people to the word libertarian,
right,
and introduce them to the idea that they themselves may be a libertarian. We'll talk more about that coming up. Also, let's talk nutritional supplements for a minute. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of product and spending $150 a month. Now, if this is a situation you've experienced, then you should know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't. The perfect blend of 7 supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and enter coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's coupon code FTL to receive 10% off of your order every time you order over at SimplifyMySupplements.com. So,
and they take Bitcoin.
That's awesome.
And
yes, they do.
There's a slightly different checkout process with the Bitcoin,
okay,
where you have to send them an email through their contact form.
Yep.
Just include the coupon code in that email.
The FTL code. You'll get the discount there. All right. So we were talking about Operation Politically Homeless. It's a quiz. It's 10 questions. We administer it to passersby here at the festival.
Well over 100 people.
So far, yep. Although we don't have our totals from Sunday yet, because we're in a time warp here where we're actually recording this segment on Saturday evening. So we've been through two two solid days of it.
Yeah.
And so I would say we definitely can predict that the results on Sunday will be consistent and that we'll snag more libertarians who weren't here necessarily today.
Correct.
So anyway, it's introducing people to the ideas of liberty. But one of the things that, you know, they do is they have to answer these 10 questions. And we're, of course, happy to help field any questions that the person who's taking the quiz has about the questions, because sometimes it can be a little confusing, or maybe somebody doesn't know what the issue yep. is really about. And the most questioned question has to be the one about the real ID.
Yes.
And the question text...
Because the question is...
there should be no national ID card. And then you either agree, disagree, or maybe. And people just, they don't know what this is about.
Well, it's the national ID card.
And there were a few people who knew, but I would say it feels like 80% of the people who take this quiz will say something about that. Maybe another 10% probably is just not saying, and they still don't know. And then maybe a few people.
Now, I've had several people ask, you know, like, what do you mean here? And then I'll explain, and they're like, oh, well, isn't that kind of what the Social Security number is?
That's true.
Well, that's actually not supposed to be used for identification purposes.
But that's insightful on their part, because they're right. It wasn't supposed to be used for identification purposes, but it sure as hell is. In fact, in the news right now, actually, we haven't done a whole lot of news coverage here on Free Talk Live, and apparently Texas has been torn apart, or at least a chunk of Texas has been torn apart by a hurricane in the last 24 or 48 hours.
Hurricane Harvey made landfall either late Friday or early Saturday morning. Was, I believe, a Category 4 when it made landfall. Prior to making landfall, the National Hurricane Center thought it was going to be a Category 3 upon landfall, linger over the state for a few days, and dump about 3 feet of rain.
And Category 4, if I recall correctly from having lived in Florida, is not quite the highest category, but it's pretty serious. Like, it's number 5, I believe, is the highest.
Yes, 5 is the highest. 4 would be the next highest.
So, yeah, there's a pretty serious devastation in some parts. Apparently, Rockport, I believe it was, got torn up pretty bad. Few hundred thousand people without power as of late Saturday, so that may have developed further by the time you're hearing this. Obviously, listening to a recorded show from a cannabis festival in New Hampshire is probably not the best way to get the latest information. So if you are still in the middle of heavy rains and high winds, I wish we could tell you more, but we don't have that ability to predict the future. If we did, we would be betting on certain cryptocurrencies, but you know, that's a whole other discussion.
I'd be putting money down on that McGregor-Mayweather fight that happened Saturday night.
What we want to do, though, is I wanted to mention that, because you talked about the Social Security numbers, and we were discussing that with the Real ID, the federal ID thing, and yeah, Social Security wasn't intended to be an identifying number, but here you've got a headline out of Texas where, according to ABC News, a mayor of one of the towns in Texas is telling those who are not evacuating for the hurricane to put their Social Security number on their arm. And that is really strange. I want to get into what that's all about coming up here, as we're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, a place where we've been finding a whole lot of folks who care about freedom and who care about cannabis. It really has been a nice crowd. The music's been great. And we've been just far enough away to where it's not really pounding in on our microphones here, but it is definitely there. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl
for the Sunday edition of the show, the final episode of three that we've created here at the campground, the Rogers Campground, where we've had the fun of being outdoors to record the show. You get that kind of different feel to the audio, whereas if you're in a professional studio, there's soundproofing, or if we're in the, you know, if we're in the room where we used to broadcast here from Rogers Campground, it just sounds like a room. But outdoors, you get whatever the background ambiance happens to be, whether it's people having a conversation in the background, music wafting up over the hill.
Dogs barking.
Dogs. Well, there hasn't been a whole lot of that, but Jazzy the Studio Beast is with us, and she's been very protective of her food from some of the other dogs here today. But everything's been okay. It's been really just an absolute blast, as always. The music's been great. NHCannaFest.com is where you can go to learn about the event. And then also Rogers Campground. Campground.com, of course, for the wonderful accommodations here, which have been just fantastic. We had a hotel room that looks right out over where the stage area is, and so we got to watch the bands last night without ever really having to leave the balcony, which was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, either way, wherever you are at Rogers Campground, it's going to be a good view of the stage, because this is it's a pretty intimate setting. I mean, even if there were thousands of people here, it still would be a pretty small setting. The people here are great. We've been meeting dozens dozens and dozens, over 100 people have taken the Operation Politically Homeless survey that we've done to so far over the weekend, and I would say the results are spectacular for the ideas of liberty. Something else that's pretty spectacular is Dash. It is a better financial system for everyone. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are quick, and could be even confirmed instantly if you want. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized. It's run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. I'm looking forward to seeing Dash develop over time as hopefully we'll see some point-of-sale systems released to the public at some point this year,
yep,
with Dash.
Hopefully.
And then it'll really start to compete with Bitcoin, which Bitcoin desperately needs some low-cost, low-fee competition right now that can take its crown. I mean, Bitcoin is it's in tough shape. We can talk more about that a little bit later on, but we're going to get into the story about the Social Security numbers,
yeah,
that a mayor of one of these Texas towns has actually requested that people who are not going to evacuate during this recent hurricane hit.
Right, and I believe this request came out at least a day before the hurricane actually made landfall.
Yeah, because they wanted people to evacuate.
Right.
So they were trying to basically, it seems like a scare tactic to me, like, oh yeah, if you're not going to evacuate, we're going to need you to go ahead and write your Social Security number down now, y'all.
That way we can identify the bodies.
Yeah, suggesting that you're going to end up dead from drowning or whatever, and then they're going to have to identify you. The story comes from ABC News, where one coastal Texas community, their mayor is advising residents who are not evacuating ahead of Hurricane Harvey to mark their names and Social Security numbers on their arms. The mayor pro tem of Rockport, Texas, which apparently did get pretty devastated, said that that grim step is necessary to prepare for the worst in case of death among people who remain in the area. Rockport Mayor Patrick Rios said at a news conference, quote, "We're suggesting if people are going to stay here, mark their arm with a Sharpie pen with their name and Social Security number." He said, "We hate to talk about things like that. It's not something we like to do, but it's the reality. People don't listen." And so, yeah, he's admitting this is a tactic. We're using this tactic to try to get people to take us seriously. This is not time for a hurricane party. It's time to get out of town.
Right. And as far as I'm aware, the evacuations were voluntary, so there was no, you know, like, you are required to leave, otherwise you face, you know, civil and or criminal penalties.
Do they have those? Do they have mandatory evacuations where they really force people to leave their homes?
My understanding is that is a possibility.
I wonder, I mean,
I don't know
how many
if
times
it's
have people,
ever been done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how many times has somebody said, I'm not going anywhere, and they've actually arrested that person?
I don't know, but, you know, I have a fair number of friends in Texas, and what limited internet access I do have, I have mm-hmm. seen a couple of the posts. And one of the questions was, is this evacuation mandatory or voluntary? So, you know, like, there's obviously the possibility for a mandatory evacuation. Again, I don't know how often it happens.
Yeah.
And
how enforced
is
it?
Considered mandatory? Right. Yeah. How enforced is it?
Because I remember back, my memory's a little vague, the Hurricane Katrina aftermath, they were doing...
Yes.
They wanted people to get out of there, and I do remember they were searching people's homes for guns.
Right.
And this guy, this attorney who, like, knew his stuff, was basically holding these goons off, the
right.
military or the whatever they were,
National Guard.
They were dressed in camouflage, so
right.
you know, these National Guard members were there and intimidating people into letting them in and taking their guns from them. This guy was having none of it, and he was like, look, you come in here, I'm going to shoot you, or something like that.
Yep.
And you know, the way it looked on the video was they backed down from that guy. Whereas in the cases of people who let them in voluntarily or mandatorily, maybe they thought it was mandatory. I don't know. Again, I don't know what they were telling them.
You know, that there's
it's
always
news coverage,
the,
so
there's
edited.
Always the thing of how is the quote unquote question asked.
Sure.
And, you know, there's a lot of times we know that police will say, I have to ask to search your car. Yes, you have to ask because if you just do it, it's
illegal
search. So were they saying, I have to ask you to let me come in and take a look around?
Could very well be.
To where it sounds as though they're saying, I have to come inside?
In some cases, they were just coming right in. Like if the door, if the screen door was there and, you know, there was no regular door behind it closed, they would just open the door and come right in. It was just a crazy situation. So now they're saying, oh, if you're not going to leave, you need to give put your name and your social security number on your arm because, well, you might die. According to the story at ABC News, seven counties and five cities, including Rockport, have issued mandatory evacuations, while several other areas have issued voluntary evacuations. I thought it just said that it was a voluntary evacuation. Maybe we speculated about that.
Right. So, I had asked the question of was it mandatory or voluntary, and we hadn't gotten that far into.
Yeah, so,
but again, you know, like how enforced are these mandatory evacuations?
Well, right. So this was a mandatory evacuation, but yet you've got the mayor saying, well, if you're staying, just write your name on the on your arm so we can identify you. It does, that's not the same as if we find you, we're going to throw you in the jail.
Right.
So, I, you know, if you've got more experience about, you know, what happens to people who disobey during these sorts of states of emergency, you can't call in because we're not live tonight, but we'll be on all week long. And I'd love to hear about, you know, those experiences because it always seems to me like whenever the state is trying to crack down, there's still something to be said for standing up for your rights in those circumstances, and even a little bit of pushback against these people when they demand to search or they demand access or whatever it is they demand in the, you know, under these emergency powers or emergency circumstances. Those are times when refusal is as important, if not more so important, than it normally is.
Because they often use emergencies as a pretext for taking away rights.
Exactly. So, you know, if you want your rights, you have to stand up for them no matter what the circumstances are, which is why it was so hard to watch, you know, back when the Boston bombing happened, and Boston police and all the surrounding cops, Nashua, New Hampshire, all these cops from everywhere came in and they started searching people door to door.
Yep.
And they had Bearcats in the streets, and the fact that, you know, none of the people who considered themselves libertarian there turned these cops away was hard to watch that. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Symbi.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival 2017. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, every now and then we get to drag over somebody who's walking by or somebody we wanted to talk to from the festival or from thereabouts. And Justin Campagnoni is here from, you used to be over at Granite Haze of Mind, but now you're doing something different, Justin.
Yeah, I work for the NH Live Network. It's a network of music. And,
you hand him your mic real fast. I'm sorry, start that over. We're having no technical problem. Difficulties.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Great. So the NH Live Network is a collection of venues and bands and events in New Hampshire that all comes together under one website. You know, I felt like New Hampshire lacked a very musical culture, so to bring those bands together is something that I've always kind of wanted to do and put New Hampshire on the map.
And it's New Hampshire Live, it's nhlivenetwork.com?
Correct, yes.
And so on that site, relatively new effort for me, was that started this year?
Yeah, I started that last month. I bought the domain, figured that was a good because I had all the references to do that, and we want to make sure that everyone's able to see, like, actually, like, good shows, you know, like underground music, discover new bands, mm-hmm. things like that, you know.
Is that something that you were involved with previously, like promoting bands?
Yeah, I used to work. Shows? I used to work for Rock 101 in Manchester.
Oh, okay, WGIR.
Yes, yeah, because yeah, WGIR
was Clear Channel.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. That's correct. And yeah, so I used to do promotions, and I've always wanted to run promotions with music, and that's okay. Kind of what I'm doing with the Cannabis Festival here today. Is I'm promoting that.
Right on. And, I mean, how do you feel about the festival as far as, like, obviously it's, we were talking about it as, like, a spiritual successor to HempFest. It's not the same festival as HempFest. You know, I would actually say the vendors have said a lot of good things about, like, how much they had to pay, because they paid a lot to be at HempFest, and apparently the vendor rates were reduced this year, and I think that's a good thing, because you want the vendors to be happy.
Yeah, no, vendor happiness is great happiness, because they all give you, you know, a good review. They are your fan base, so you got to treat them right, and you know, to be able to make it accessible for them. We had a guy from Texas come in
No kidding.
And, yeah, no, Free Pipe Fridays. They are stationed over next to Matt Kipp's stand, and they're doing awesome.
Really?
They flew in from Texas to be here.
And they're happy about the
attendance
so far. That's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
They love it. Yeah.
So the music's great. You know, we've been here all weekend, and it's been, of course, wall-to-wall music, just like the Hemp Fest was. So I think it's a great successor to it, and I hope that it continues on into the future.
Oh, I hope so too. I mean, we can only grow from here. This is our first time not being the Hemp Fest. So, you know, from where we are today and from what we had starting out, this is great. We're doing it's a fantastic event so far.
So you've worked with Rick Nya. We had him on the show earlier, just kind of course, talking about the vision for the festival. You've been involved, actually, last year with shooting some of the documentary footage that happened. In fact, that was where I saw you last, was at the documentary premiere a few weeks ago. Rob Mathias, who used to actually occasionally co-host this show, he shot this thing and spent like the last year of his life essentially editing this labor of love, putting together this feature-length documentary film. And some of that footage, I believe, is attributed to you.
That would be correct. Yeah, I did shoot a lot of the footage for that. You know, he was in charge of the media team last year, and I got to work underneath him. And he wanted me to, videotape his wedding and get all the shots that I needed. And came out really well. I like the way that the documentary came out.
I thought it had a great feel to it. I thought the feel of the documentary really kind of gave you a taste, at least, of what it was like to actually be here, because you can't really know.
It's the best first-hand experience of the Cannabis Festival.
And in fact, it was a way to experience it that you couldn't have experienced on your own, because the drone footage in it, I thought, was really outstanding, just to be able to see these views, which I love, the views of all the mountains here in Rogers Campground. But, you know, you're still kind of behind the power
lines,
right?
The mountains are beautiful.
Like,
right.
You're always behind the power lines. There's always something kind of cutting across the view. So when those drones go up and they get to look at the sunset,
nothing blocks them.
Oh, wow. I just thought that, like, that combined, of course, with the music that was throughout the backing of the entire documentary. It was just really, really good. He did a great job.
He did. Rob Mathias did a fantastic job. Him and Ann both working together. It was awesome to see it come to fruition. And you know, he worked really hard on it, and you could tell. And you know, it was just made us happy to be a part of it.
Now, did you have previous film editing kind of experience before that, or had you been involved in film, you know, video production?
I did a lot of photography prior to that, but not really video production. But I used to work in a movie theater for 5 years, so I kind of know how to make a good shot and space wise.
And you know about low pay as well, right?
That's correct.
Movie theater pay is pretty bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, I know.
But hey, you know, I've been a DJ before too. Like you said, you worked at WGIR. I used to work at a rock and roll radio station down in Florida. I did promotions as an intern. You know, driving the station van.
Oh yeah,
going
no,
out to
same
events.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yep. So, a lot of fun.
And Daryl was also in radio down in Alabama, so as well. And obviously, it's been great being out here at Hemp Fest and the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, because it's been fantastic.
Being able to do this is such a joy for someone like me, because this gives me an opportunity to promote a cause that I really enjoy to do doing.
So. And it's and everybody's
I've been
enjoying.
Here for a few days.
Everybody is enjoying here at the campground. I mean, it's really awesome to walk around and see, just I saw down there in the bowl earlier $5 dabs. So
yep,
somebody
would
sign out. And of course, there's multiple people selling edibles throughout the park. And technically, right now, that's all civil disobedience. Right now, it's illegal to do that in New Hampshire. And so that's what I love to see. I love to see people just acting free.
That's right. It's we're the Granite State, live free or die. So like, you want people to be able to choose their like how they want to live their lives. And if smoking cannabis isn't allowed or permitted, then it's a restriction on your right to do what you want to do with yourself. So.
Yeah, this is basic human rights.
That is correct.
You should own yourself, your body. You should do what you want with it. If it's, you know, you want to pour alcohol into it, which is a far more damaging and dangerous drug, then you're free to do that. The state will even sell that to you.
Yeah, off the highway.
So that's the crazy. That's how insane all of it is, that the state would sell the most dangerous drug and prohibit the drug that is, by all accounts, a miracle drug.
Right. They need to stay out of cannabis, I think.
Right. And yeah. Well, right, I agree with you. And so we were talking with Glenn Aldridge, who's one of the state reps who's spoken here.
I love Glenn.
Yeah, year after year. And, you know, he's like, yeah, we shouldn't have any taxes, but they're probably going to make us have some taxes. So they're going to try to simplify it.
Put their hand in there somewhere.
Know, Rick was saying that, you know, the only tax should be the lowest tax of all of the states. So New Hampshire should have the lowest. If we're going to have a tax, it should be the lowest one to attract more industry.
Beat out our competitors. States.
Exactly. Yep. Attract more people, attract more industry, make New Hampshire like the cannabis king. Shouldn't it be?
It should be. We're heart of it. Like, we're
in
right
the name.
Middle.
It's in the name of the state, right? New
that
Hampshire.
Correct.
That's what it's named after, the plant, I believe. So, yeah, it's been just a great weekend. So many great great people here, and we've had wonderful success with the Libertarian Outreach as well. I don't know if you haven't had a chance. Did you take the quiz? Early?
No, I haven't took the quiz yet.
All right, so we're gonna have to do that. We'll have to hook you up. Daryl will hook you up with the Operation Politically Homeless quiz.
Great.
And then everybody here has been getting a dot that, you know, they'll put up on that chart, mm-hmm. and so they can compare where they're at politically to where other people
cool.
So, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Take it.
The idea is to expand people's political paradigm beyond just the idea that folks are right versus left.
Right versus there's a large
and
spectrum.
There's
of...
more. There's more nuance to it. And more specifically, the other question is, do you want to force people to do what you think they should do? Because obviously everybody has their idea for how life should be.
Right. But, I don't like hearing somebody tell me how to live my life.
Right. Nobody does.
I mean, it's not even immature to say that.
I guess there are some people. I mean, I say nobody does, but there are some people that want to be told what to do.
Yeah.
In which case, they can hire somebody or whatever, like find somebody.
Yeah.
There's internet.
Yeah.
There'll be internet sites for that where people will volunteer to tell people what to do, and the people who want to be told what to do, they can hire them or, like, you know, do that. But for the rest of us, we don't need that.
No, not at all.
We don't need that.
We're New Hampshire.
And that's what this New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, I think, is celebrating.
Yeah.
The freedom to choose.
The freedom to make your own decisions.
And to be left alone.
As a free stater.
And to be left alone. And New Hampshire's the perfect place for this.
I agree. I don't see a better place than New Hampshire. It's our live free or die is in our motto, so... You know, we have
right.
to defend that.
Yep, and that's why we've got this wave of people that's coming in here, libertarian types, people who love freedom. They're coming here from all around the country mm-hmm. and around the world, and, you know, they're making an impact. It's making a difference. That state rep that we were talking about, Glenn Aldridge, he moved here from New Jersey.
Yeah, Glenn, you know, is the man.
People like that trying to escape these very tyrannical states, places like New Jersey and New York or California, where the states are far more invasive than the New Hampshire government. Like, the New Hampshire government has some areas it's bad at, but it's nowhere near as bad as some of the other ones.
Other ones, right.
So.
Yeah, we do a pretty good job, but, you know, you can always do a better job.
Exactly. And that's what we're working on doing. So, folks who want to check out your website, Justin, they should go to nhlivenetwork.com.
That is correct.
And then you're going to be promoting what next, real quick?
Right now is the New Hampshire Cannabis Festival.
Yep.
And then I have...
I don't have it pulled up.
Oh, okay.
Something else. You'll have to check it out.
We don't have internet here. So.
The internet's really bad at nhlivenetwork.com. We're going to continue. This is Free Talk Live. More from Rogers Campground coming up.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.